The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here as always.
Did you watch the Emmys the other night?
I did watch the Emmys. Absolutely. Enjoyed it very much. Thought Jane Lynch did a nice job as host.
Yeah. And and are you a Glee fan?
Very much a Glee fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just got to get into those musicals, you know, sing-alongs.
Uh-huh. Plus the high school theme.
High school theme. Absolutely.
You know, I've just started watching Friday Night Lights, by which I mean I watched like the first half hour of the first show, but it's really good and I plan to keep doing it.
And now it's canceled.
And it's canceled. Why is this?
It's a great show, but you know, he obviously won and he deserved it. So
why?
Kyle Chandler. I have no idea. I mean, I thought I had a pretty consistent, loyal following, but I don't know if it was the Friday night slot or what, but it's a great show.
Maybe high school football got so popular that nobody was watching TV anymore.
Perhaps.
All right. What are you talking about here today, Amber?
A new study by Richard Ingersoll on recruitment and retention of minority teachers. There's been some concern that our teaching workforce does not reflect the diversity of our nation and that minority kids don't have enough teachers who understand their cultural backgrounds. So Ingersoll used data from the nationally representative SAS survey from the last 20 years, as well as data from the teacher follow-up survey. Not surprisingly, he finds a gap between the percentage of minority students and the percentage of minority teachers, but says it's largely been due to the number of white students decreasing while minority students increase. So that's no surprise. Says it's not a failure to recruit minority teachers. In fact, he finds the number of K-12 teachers has increased greatly since the 80s, and minority teachers have nearly doubled, which was twice the growth rate of white teachers. We know the K-12 population has overall increased roughly about 19% over the last 20 years. Minority students increased by 73% over the last 20 years. White students decreased by 2%. Number of minority males, I thought this was interesting. More minority male teachers increased by 92% over the last 20 years. White males increased by about 18%. So we're getting more male teachers. Got to be a good thing. Minorities, however, leave at higher rates than whites and migrate more between schools. Sort of some interesting data there. He kind of dug in and found that school working conditions were mostly to blame. A lot of minority teachers obviously working hard to staff schools. They say they're, you know, they don't have as much autonomy and whatnot. So he closes on a positive note. He says that, you know, changing working conditions may be easier than increasing salaries for teachers. So we'll see.
Interesting. Lots to unpack here. First of all, Richard Ingersoll, he loves the SAS, doesn't he?
Yes, loves the SAS. He has got some control, I hear, over the SAS variables.
Yes, he milks the SAS for all it's worth. Isn't that true? Very sassy. So I wish we could get this information a little bit broken out. I mean, by talking just about minorities, I mean, of course, the big change in demographics has been the growth of Latino students. Mm-hmm. And that's why we see this big, huge increase in minority students. I mean, maybe a little bit of an increase in African Americans, but not nearly the same order. And, you know, if you're Latino, are you any better off with an African American teacher than a white teacher?
Right,
or
right.
Likewise, if you're black and you have a Latino teacher, I mean, that just seems like a strange way to group it. So,
I agree.
if the point is there might be some benefit of having somebody of the same race, and there's been some research that has found that there is, you know, all else being equal, there is some benefit to having a teacher of your own race. So I wish he could unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe he will. I don't know. I mean, this was a pretty big study, and maybe he's got subsequent plans. I don't know.
He does like doing studies on the SAS.
Yes, he does. Well, he's a big teacher. Retention recruitment scholar.
Yes.
So this is right in his bailiwick.
And look, this is interesting that about this retention issue that, you know, we actually pat ourselves on the back. We've done a better job of recruiting minority teachers into the classroom, but we tend to send them into the toughest schools and they don't stay.
That's right. I mean, so that follow-up survey was pretty neat that we can kind of bear down into why teachers leave and just kind of see that, you know, there's some, you know, discontent there. And it's probably true, you know, maybe in these urban schools where it's sort of taking a more heavy-handed approach with instruction, trying to get, you know, more into teachers' business in terms of controlling those types of things. So it makes sense, you know, that those are what the data show.
Yeah. All right. Well, what song goes along with this?
All right. So since we've clearly begun making strides in our recruitment of minority teachers, We've Only Just Begun by The Carpenters.
We've only just begun to live. White lace gifts and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Before the rising sun, we fly. So many roads to choose. We start out walking and learn to